Welcome to the Beer Else Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Fernando.
Ooh, Fernando.
Here we go.
I had to roll that R.
Yes, you totally did.
It's a special episode, I hear.
It is a special episode. We're going to feature three beers and one hard iced tea. And this is part one. We do have a few more. This is from a brewery based out of Taunton, Massachusetts. They're called Berkeley Brewery. We have featured a few of their beers in the past, and Glenn Barbosa and Austin Mello,
thank you,
the owner and the brewmaster, head brewmaster at the brewery, were kind enough to hook us up with a few of these beers. So we got to do them, and say thank you so much for hooking us up for these beers, because they look fantastic.
Respects.
I'm excited. Yes.
So we're gonna dive in with the first beer.
What do we got up?
Well, I was gonna say, anybody want to guess what it is?
A single.
A double.
IPA, sorry. It's a single IPA, double IPA.
This
because
is
usually we kind of go through this whole phase, like going from the lowest to the highest.
Yes, well, we're going to start off with the Golden Ale.
Golden Ale, even lighter than what we thought.
It is a little bit lighter.
That's fine.
Their logo is on the front. It's in like a gold letter. This is Berkeley Beer Company. Beer Company is in black. It's a white label. The background's got three pieces of wheat, and it just says Golden Ale on the bottom. It's one pint. Percentage-wise, you're looking at about 5%. It's a very clean-looking label, as are all the ones we've got here. They're really kind of neat.
So this guy, these guys' logos is just their name, Berkeley Beer Company, as it is.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, because it's straightforward there. Golden Ale at the bottom. I think Robin would be happy as well.
Yeah, it's clean. You know what you're getting.
It's right there.
Yeah. No, it's really good. So on a shelf, it stands out. You know what you're getting. I can give us an 8 out of 10 for the logo, or the label, excuse me.
Yeah, this is a stand-up label, 8.
Are those three pieces of wheat?
Looks like, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I like it. You know what? It's plastic.
It is. It's
7.5. I like
7.5, all right.
It's nice.
Good to go. So it also says premium handcrafted beer, and I mean, if it's anything like the beers that we had in the past,
it's going to be
it's
good.
It's definitely premium.
Yeah.
So let's pour these out, and we'll pour this one out, and we'll...
What's the whole thing on the side there? It says 2012 there.
I was just so excited.
I just saw that.
It says brewed locally since 2012.
Since 2012. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So it's pretty cool. They've been in business for quite a while, obviously. And I mean, if you're in the Massachusetts area, you probably are familiar with Berkeley Brewery, I'm assuming. And if not, you should get familiar with them, because they make good beer.
Yeah. Well... Outside the province of where we live, guys. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we're in Canada. We're unfortunately.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, but we're just up the river.
Yeah, just up the river. There we go. That works.
Do they connect? I don't know.
Just a little bit north.
We'll say they do. So this Golden Ale is exactly as advertised in the way it looks. It's just a clear...
Filtered.
Yeah, it's a filtered yellow. It's golden. And we're going to dig in a moment here. I'm just passing the beers around.
All right.
See what this is all about, guys.
Ooh, it smells nice.
It does have a very goldeny color.
It's a nice bright smell to it. Yeah, it's kind of citrusy. It
smells like summer.
Totally does, right?
Yeah, it smells like summer. It smells like a summer beer.
Yeah, it does smell like a summer beer. It
smells like a good quality lager,
even though it's a golden ale.
I mean,
close enough.
But no, it's got a nice bright citrusy smell to it. I'm liking that.
This is, I think it's going to go down nice.
I think so,
I really
too.
Do. What was the percentage again?
5.
5, yeah.
Very smooth.
Wow.
Really smooth.
Very crisp.
Yeah, very crisp. Kind of tastes like how it smells.
Gets to the point.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that...
It's very smooth.
Feels nice.
It has a very good aftertaste. It doesn't have this weird aftertaste that you get with, those... box brand.
Yes,
you don't get so much of that.
Yeah,
that's crisp, but then it's just clean.
Yeah,
it's a very clean aftertaste for sure.
And well, I like that, because once you drink those box brand beers, it's just a weird aftertaste. This I could drink.
Yeah, this was good.
It really was.
It's really good.
Very smooth. Like, it doesn't, for 5% beer, it doesn't taste like 5%. Goes down easy. Very crushable. Like, I mean, if you're this is a beach beer. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a beach beer. This is something you're going to take and you're just going to crush one easily between yourself and nobody else.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes, and you'll be like, I need more.
Yeah, no, this is not splitting beer. This is a beer you drink for yourself.
Yeah, this is very tasty. I'm giving this 7.5.
I give this a 7.9.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, 7.9 on this guy. Like, this is one of my first on this type of beer, that's for sure.
I'm going for a solid 8. Okay. I mean, I could see myself hot day drinking this, pounding it back. Couple, you know, not just one, maybe three to four before I get into an IPA.
Yeah, work your way up, up the chain.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a good beer.
Wow. Surprise.
I know, we just polished off the glass, like, no problem.
Tasty.
Awesome.
Tasty. Very tasty.
All right. So with that, we're going to move on to one snack.
Uh-oh. Here we go, guys.
And then we're going to do two beers, dynamite, a snack, dynamite, and another beer.
Dynamite in his hand right now.
Yes, this one's dynamite for sure. This is out of Japan. It's a Doritos cup style. The flavor is grilled tacos. They look like cinnamon sticks.
Literally cinnamon sticks.
Actually, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even like the Dorito dust that's in that picture there on the bottom, it looks like it's just cinnamon, but... we'll see. It's Doritos cup style, so it's like basically top half is red. It's got the Doritos logo. It says cup style on the bottom in a like kind of swirly black stripe.
Straightforward.
Yeah, very straightforward. Again, clean as well.
And you said Japan, correct?
Japan, yes.
So they don't have any of those crazy chemicals and stuff that, you know, we have on this side of the world?
They may. Everything is in Japanese, so I'm not 100% sure what's in there.
That's fine. No, it's amazing because, I mean, just the way it's... like shown here, like in a cup, like this is something that I think would be a hit over here. People in cups this sits in your cup holder and you're just like munching away, like
we've had
bags flying everywhere.
You remember those 3D Doritos?
3D?
Yeah, they were like little miniature Doritos and they were just hollow.
They're puffy.
We had those. We have mini Doritos, so why not cup style?
Why not put all of those in a cup?
Exactly. Or do that.
It's an amazing idea.
So, yeah, label-wise, it's actually pretty cool. Like, I mean, it's a mix, obviously, of Japanese and English, so you kind of know what you're getting. The color, it's very bright. Color stands out. The fact it's in a cup and says Doritos would want me to buy it, even though I did.
It's a grab-and-go item.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely grab-and-go. I would say, yeah, I'd give this maybe about, I'd say an 8.
Yes, I would say 7.5.
7.5.
A driving man snack. I like it.
7.5.
I give it an 8.
An 8. Okay.
All right.
Driving man. Yeah. Put this in your cup holder and just go to
literally,
town. Right?
Literally. You're just driving and boom, 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 boom.
So let's get this open.
They're even the size. Like. They're actual size too.
Ooh, they smell like the picture. They smell kind of taco-y, I guess. I don't know. We're going to try these and see what they're like, but it smells more barbecue than anything, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a little bit of taco, almost like a taco meat smell. Let's give it a shot.
It does taste like a damn taco.
Actually, yeah, it does.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's the first one that actually is advertised. It tastes like how it is. Wow.
Damn, this is actually really good.
This is off the hook. Mm-hmm.
Totally tastes like a taco.
Tastes like a damn taco.
Yeah, yeah, like really they good. Use that, the, you know, that taco seasoning. Damn. You got to love the Japanese for that. I mean, damn. They always come up with these... great.
How about we give the rating on this when you start cracking the beer open on the next one? Because I think this and the beer is going to pair up amazing.
That's why.
Damn.
This is good.
Yeah, that's
this
really,
really
good.
Good. It's like literally a taco.
Like you even get the lime. Like there's a lime in there.
Yeah, yeah. You have a little lime
kind of. Right then.
Wow. If you ever want a taco as a chip, this is what you got.
Yeah,
buy.
They actually did a really good job of
holy
it. Like,
crap.
This is probably the best damn chip taste I've ever had.
Like the last one we had was smoked cheese.
That is correct.
And it was okay. It was good, but it didn't taste like smoked cheese. This, yeah, this tastes like a taco.
Yeah, like it has that beef taste. It has that lime. It's like literally you're eating a goddamn taco.
It has the layers.
Yeah.
And it's crunchy.
Really good.
It has the layers exactly the way you want them in a taco.
I'm going to give this, this is an 8.5 for me.
This is a 9.
100% agree. This is a go-to.
This is a 9. If this was here...
In Japan?
If you were just down the street in Japan one day...
And you want a taco.
And had an idea of picking up a cup, this is the one that you'd want to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. Fernando, would you rate it?
Oh, same thing, a 9.
A 9.
Oh, 9. Okay.
Yeah, this is good.
This is...
Yeah, really, really good. Surprised.
Unexpected.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that was just going to be like, oh, okay.
Well, because most of these snacks that we get that are like this never really taste like how they're advertised. Like, you know, Lay's barbecue, and you're like, this just tastes like regular.
Yes, they're underdone.
Or Texas steak, sorry.
These like guys like do it exact or a little bit better than what you would expect.
Yeah, no, it's real. They,
like they did. Damn.
They nailed it.
Whoever's taste testing did a good job.
Yeah, they nailed it. Really good. All right, let's move on to our next beer.
IPA.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Look at you. So proud of you.
We had to go from something low to an IPA.
Well,
traditionally, you gotta try. Not always.
So this one is, it's their IPA. It's similar label with the white background. You've got the green hops instead of the white in the center. It says IPA in the bottom in big letters, in black letters. It says Berkeley in green, beer company in black. Again, brewed locally since 2012.
That's great, guys.
And this guy is, I believe, 6.5%.
Perfect. Working our way up the mountain.
Again, yeah, clean label.
Clean IPA.
IPA. I I'm gonna give this an 8 because I like the hops. Looks kind of cool with on the leaves hanging off the branch.
It's an 800%. Clean, clear cut, right to the point. Hops right there. Like, I mean, damn, if you know what a hop is, then I mean, obviously you drink IPAs. If you don't,
well, I drink beer, period. With hops.
It definitely stands out. If you see this on the shelf, you'll see the hops. You'll be like, huh, that looks pretty clean. Easy. I like it. Nice.
Yep. Very clean. Very good. So yeah, we're going to give this one a shot.
All right, man.
All right.
Let's crack it open.
Oh yeah. Rating for me. You know what?
What do you guys
I like both. So I'm still sticking to my 7.5. I enjoy it.
Okay.
7.5 it is. Let's get this guy going. Okay. Any guesses on if it's hazy or not?
I think it's going to be clear.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be hazy at all. All
right. I'm going to say hazy.
And it's
It's kind of hazy. It's cloudy.
Yeah, it's cloudy.
It's hazy.
My
new detail, guys.
It's not crazy hazy.
Dan just wants to over-speculate on the situation.
It is a hazy little yellow. It's not overly hazy, that's all.
That's nice.
But it's definitely hazy.
It's glowing right now in this light.
I know, beautiful. Right? Again, I'm really excited to try this one, too. And the next one, very excited as well, but we'll get to that.
All right. Let's
This smells fantastic.
Oh. Hmm.
Nice bright smell.
It is really nice. Wow.
Some citrus and possible tropical notes I'm getting in there.
It smells juicy.
Yeah, it definitely smells like it's a juicy beer.
Hmm.
I can't wait to taste this. Anyways. All right.
Boys. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Uno and dos. Cheers, boys.
And then Trace with the drink.
Hmm.
Oh.
Very smooth.
Smooth and...
I still have the taste of the Doritos in my mouth, though, so it's kind of like messing up the flavoring.
The initial taste hits you really good, I say.
It does?
And it's not super bitter?
No, definitely not bitter at all.
Not bitter.
I didn't feel like I got as much flavor because the Doritos were still in my...
But it still hits you nicely.
But you know what? They both finish similar. It's like a little bit of... a hint of sweetness.
Something like...
Like, it's there, but it doesn't linger on when you're like, oh, you know what? I had too much of this. No, this is perfect.
Yeah, you
it
get
makes
like...
you want to drink more.
You get like a touch of bitterness and it just kind of dies out. It's really good. It's kind of still bright tasting, very smooth.
This is great.
I'd say it's got a little bit of a citrusy kind of taste to it.
It does.
And then you got a little like a very very mild bitter, which is highly drinkable, especially for people that don't, you know, that I mean not all
are
IPAs
are not into IPAs.
Yeah, not all IPAs are bitter, but a lot of people associate them, you know, oh, it's really hoppy, it's really really bitter.
Again, because a lot of people that drink them know about them, but they introduce to people that don't know anything about them. They introduce it to them in the wrong way.
Yep.
They don't introduce them properly into these types of beers.
No.
They just throw them into the deep end. They're like, oh, try this thing.
Yeah, try this quadruple IPA.
Yeah. And you're like, what the hell is this? I'm never going to try this.
But no, this one for this one's like very smooth.
This is a great beer.
This is for IPA lovers, fantastic. And for non-IPA lovers, I have a feeling they would like it just as much because it's not, like I said, it's not overly bitter.
It's just a good. It's a right good IPA. You can drink two. You can drink probably two, maybe three cans of this. No problem.
It's a gateway IPA.
There you go.
Gets you to the IPAs.
Yeah. You drink this, you're like, I want more.
Then I
want
to upgrade to a double.
Give me a triple. Give me a quadruple. Let me go back to the single. because I'm getting way too dizzy now, way too drunk. No, but this is really good. I'm giving this guy an 8.
7.9.
You know what? Solid 8 for me. I think this is a 6 p.m. beer. That one's like a 4 to 6. This is like a good 6, yeah. 6 p.m. beer.
The first one was still like, man, it was kick-ass for what it was. Oh, yeah. This one is just as good, but the first one was just, I think, more bright.
Yeah, like, they had a little bit more of a bright taste to it.
This is still amazing, but...
But this one has like a nice body to it. You drink it, you're like, yes.
Because it's an IPA.
Mm-hmm. Has that,
I'm really hoping for the next one, which is going to be a double IPA, but or a triple and maybe a quadruple.
Yeah, it's because Rob likes his IPAs. However, we will get to that. But we have to get to our... Well, actually, no. We got to that now. I apologize because we're going to do a snack after that. I forgot we got 4.
Correct. Ooh, 4 beers, what do we got up next, Danny?
So... We're going to move along here.
Yep. We're going to move it along.
Bring out another empty paddle of glasses here.
Bada bing, bada boom, because we're made out of glasses, people.
Apparently.
Okay, so.
So this one is.
Oh, this is even cooler than the last ones.
Yes, actually, really, really cool label. It's a Time and Tide Scotch Ale.
Scotch Ale.
Yes.
Damn, Dan. I think these guys just hooked us up because, you know.
I like the
They wanted to put a smile on our faces.
Yeah, they totally did.
Literally, Scotch Ale.
The alcohol percentage is not listed here. I don't see it. So I'm not sure exactly what the percentage is, but I really don't care.
Who cares?
This label, again, it's similar. It's got the white background. It says Berkeley in blue, beer company in black, Time and Tide and Scotch Ale is in black on the bottom. And then it's got the picture of the ocean tide hitting, I guess, the lighthouse that's on I guess it's rocks.
Yeah, rocks, correct.
Hey, is that kind of the way the Scottish flag looks like? The way the light hits the sky? It looks very Scottish. What's that movie where the guy paints his face?
That is fucking this Braveheart.
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with you?
Braveheart. You know, like the way the X
yeah,
is in the sky. It looks
It's got the cross. It's quite possible.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You know what? For this one, straight up, just because of
the X
artistic value to it, I really like it. 9 out of 10 for that can.
I was gonna give us an 8.5.
I was gonna give it a 9 anyway because they added that extra feature in the background, which makes sense with the what's the name again?
Time and Tide.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it definitely works. It's really nice. Good.
And it's a 360 label as well.
Yes, and if I can read here,
pretty much.
Time and Tide for. I can't read that. For name man Bide, I think that says. This Scottish proverb was the inspiration for our wee heavy, which is the Scotch ale.
Mm, wee heavy.
Yeah.
Wee.
And it's got a lot more writing on there, which I'm not going to go through because this lighting and that writing, I'm going to sound too slow. So we're just going to open this up and give it a drink.
Let's do it, Danny.
I saw you sneak more Doritos, so...
We didn't do anything. We were just reading the can.
Yeah, no. It's... Yeah, the crunching was just... was the...
that was just crunching of the can.
All right, so it's a nice caramel color that's pouring out.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I like that
Is this like an evening drink? Because this looks beautiful.
This could be an evening drink.
Wow.
So well, it should be kind of malty. It should be kind of caramelly. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fun.
So we're going to try it out and see, but this looks fantastic so far, so... Definitely can't complain.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Fuck.
Yes.
This is.
Glenn and Austin, thank you so much. This has been awesome so far. Ooh, interesting smell.
Hmm.
Smells very sweet.
I don't smell the scotch, but I mean, maybe we're gonna taste really it.
I smell. It's very sweet, kind of maybe like a vanilla, almost like a caramel to it.
Yep. It kind of smells like those hints to a scotch, you know, where it smells vanilla.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like the notes, the tasty notes of a scotch, but I mean, it's not.
It's not 100%
scotch. It's a beer.
It's okay. It's all okay.
Right. Cheers, guys.
We're close enough to scotches.
Cheers.
Whoa.
Tastes just like how it smells. Fantastic.
Wow.
This is really good.
This has a great body. It's very layered. I'm really enjoying this, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Even the aftertaste.
You just get a hit after.
Yeah, like you think it's done because it feels like it dies out and then it kind of comes back. Like you get that caramel vanilla flavor and then it kind of just dies out and then just hits you with a little bit at the end too.
Yeah, so it just flat out on your tongue is caramel. Then it lingers and it's done. But then something... Mm-hmm. What's the
it's
end
just
note?
Just sweet.
What's the end note? Just sweet, right?
The end of the caramel. Like it's almost like just like a sweet end note.
It's like you're finishing a candy. And it's the last little bit of sweetness on your tongue.
Yeah.
You just finish it off.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
That's really, that's the best really way. Tasty. I mean, we've had a few Scotch ales on the podcast. This might be my favorite one.
So far, it's the best tasting one.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the other ones have been great.
I'm not sure what the percentage is, but...
I don't know either, but...
Other than that...
I don't really care at this point, because this is very tasty. I can drink this all day. I'm giving this guy a 9.
8.5.
By the way, if you have to guess the percentage on this, what would you guess?
7.5.
Yeah, I'd say maybe a 7. I don't know. All their beers have been, like, really smooth, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I would say 7.
Because it's smooth,
between a 6 and a 7.
But the boldness of the flavor, I'm thinking it's... Yeah, probably like 7, 8, around there. No more than 8, because then you would taste that booziness.
Yeah, 7.5.
But yeah, honestly, I'm really enjoying this beer. Like you said, Danny, it's great. Probably ranks up there with all the Scotch ales.
This is one of my favorites for sure. The Scotch ales. This is really, really good. And sorry, this reminds me. The gentleman who made the trek over to pick up the beers for us.
Oh, yes.
Eric, thank you so much.
If you're listening to
it, you're a real buddy. You know that. I appreciate it. He was a big fan of the Scotch Ale, and he was excited for me to try it.
Great.
And thank
you.
I just
got to
tell you right now, wow, amazing. Like, really, really good.
Cheers, Eric. Thank you.
Yes, cheers. Cheers to all three of you.
Wow, what are we doing next? Are we doing another thing, or are we doing a snack?
We're going to a snack.
Oh, wow.
Before we get there.
I'm just trying to savor this beer.
just good break.
Oh, you just want to talk to Doritos? Hold on.
I just want to get
that
off
the
table.
What did you guys end up rating this? For me, it's 8.5.
I give us a 9.
Yeah, 8.5.
All right.
Okay.
It's
8.5.
I was really enjoying this beer. I don't know who said what. So
that's fine.
I'm just sipping this. I'm like, it's
you said 9,
really
I said
good.
8.5. We're having a snack. Let's see what the next snack is, because that Doritos was that was a killer right there.
Yeah, the Doritos definitely was.
A snack?
Oh, yeah, we'll leave that out there. Fine.
Great idea.
Our next snack comes to us from Australia.
Oh, shit. Look at this name.
Yeah, so it's called Freckles. It's made by Allen's. Mm-hmm. It is a blue package, and it looks like a cookie with a bunch of sparkles or like little
confetti.
Confetti-type multicolored candy. And chocolate in the middle, so almost like a sandwich.
With hundreds.
It says chalk buds with hundreds and thousands.
With thousands.
Okay.
I guess that's why they call it freckles. It has those little candies.
Yeah.
No artificial colors. On top left, top right says Australian made. The package again is blue. Freckles is in like a purple writing with, I guess, a white outline. And you got a picture of the cookie / candy, whatever. Pretty cool picture. 100% sustainably sourced cocoa. Nice. I'm gonna give this guy, I say, an 8.
Yeah, it's a straightforward picture.
Yep.
Freckles, I mean, the picture hopefully does the justice of what's inside, and if it does, it's an 800% right now.
It looks like a bunch of nerds on chocolate. You know
that? Yeah, kind of like nerds, yeah.
Yeah, except it's real colors. I mean, I don't know where they source the real colors, the difference between
how they
them
found the
and
colors.
Being artificial. It's like, are you a real blue or a fake blue?
Yeah, exactly.
But I like it. You know what? 7.5. I really like it.
7.5. All right. Well, let's open it up and see what we...
see what actually comes out of the bag.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're not sandwiches. It's chocolate on one side and the sparkle candy on the other. I'm going to grab two. They're very small. They look like the size of a quarter.
Okay.
Kind of interesting. And here we go. Oh, there's no cookie. It's just all chocolate with the candy on the outside. Very tasty, though. Crunchy and chocolatey.
Yeah, it has a nice milk chocolate taste to it.
Looks exactly like the picture.
I don't know about you guys, but these colors are the most non-artificial colors I've ever had. Like, the red tastes like an actual red. Just saying.
Okay.
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
What
I have no idea.
Nobody knows what it means.
I think that beer really screwed you up.
That Scotch Ale got to me.
Scotch Ale hit you. So taste wise, it's really good because it has that chocolate as well as that crunch. And that kind of gives it that extra little combo. But
yep.
If you're into that. But again, yes, really good for what they were. 8 out of 10.
Yep, definitely an 8 out of 10 for sure. Nice creamy chocolate with the crunchy.
Yeah, you can taste it too. Quality chocolate.
I mean, I don't know if I'd eat a whole pack, but...
Nah, maybe a few.
A few at a time type thing. But yeah, they're really, really good. I say, yeah, 8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I'm just really enjoying this right now.
Yeah, this is really good.
The way the colors melt with the chocolate at the same time, it's like, was that a white freckle or was that a red freckle?
Who knows?
Nobody knows, but I really like it, and I'm getting this an 8.
8.
All right, nice. 8 across the board.
Way nice. Good.
Again, right. Australia. I mean, they don't really disappoint. They've been fantastic.
These guys, like, hey, man, they do their snacks really well, and I mean, I'm pretty sure... In Australia, if you're not making good snacks, you ain't selling the snacks in the first place.
No, and hopefully we can get more of them in sometime soon because, yeah, these have been great.
All right. Around, pretty sweet, like really, really sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
Very, very sweet.
That's why, yeah, you can't have too many of them.
It's crazy.
But it's really good. Hopefully it pairs well with our next drink here.
Uh-oh, what do we got, stout?
So, no, this is the hard tea.
Oh, shit, you mentioned that.
Yes, it's brewed with fruit and tea. Fruit and tea.
And tea.
It's, again, it's got their brewed locally since 2012 on there. It doesn't say Berkeley Brewed on the top. It just has a name. It's called Painted. I can't read that.
Ladies?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, ladies. L-A-Y-D-E-Z-E-S. Yeah. Okay. And it says hard tea on the bottom. Percentage-wise, I don't think it had the percentage listed on this one. No, it doesn't.
So this is going to be a throw up in the air.
Yeah, so my guess is, I mean, most of the hard teas and whatever, these are between 5 and 7%. I'll say it's probably about 5.
5%, 7%.
Painted 7%. Ladies is in multicolor. Each letter is a different color. You know, red, purple, blue, and so on. Green. Around it is, I guess, pictures of ladies that are like caricatures, I guess, of ladies' faces. And... some of them look like they're animals.
They're all elongated.
Yeah, so animals on that side. That looks like a person. That looks, yeah, so it's kind of like, it looks like a mix.
Yeah, the faces are all elongated.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'd give this about a 7.5.
I don't know what the hell's going on here, so really I give it a 6.5, maybe a 7. I'm just thinking about it right now, but the painted ladies would make me come look at it. The hard tea, I'm not sure, but the faces of the ladies, I don't even know what's going on, guys. Okay, I give it a 6.9 on this guy on the label. I'm not sure what's up on this one. Really not sure.
Nice 6.9. Anyways, painted ladies.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. Oh, are those dogs or what?
They're ladies. Like animals. One of them's like looks like a horse. One of them looks like a donkey. Mm. But this one ladies. Here looks like an actual lady
with hats on.
Yeah, with hats
and earrings.
On. Yes.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know if they're all animals, but some of them don't look like animals.
Pass the beer down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let them look at it closer because it seems like this is going to take a little minute or two. I'm going to grab another one of these.
Just you have a freckle in the meantime. Yeah, don't okay, that's right for you. No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, this is a big ass freckle right here.
That's pretty cool. Some of them are. It's like they're all grumpy. It's like a bunch of old grumpy ladies.
Yeah, but they're. Yeah. Some of them look like animals.
Yeah, no, they kind of do. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
They all have wigs on too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, because I normally don't drink hard tea.
So what's
neither
your,
do I.
What's your
rating?
For me, I just give it a solid 7. It's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Okay,
it looks like crayons.
Now gotcha. Now we can pour this and try it. Again, Berkeley Brewery is on the very side of the label. It doesn't have it on the top like the beer does.
Let's see what the hard tea is all about, guys. Because I don't know if I've had it in this way before, but I've had the hard teas.
Oh, it's yellow.
Ooh.
So then maybe just a pinch, huh?
I guess it's just lemony.
Let's see what this is all about.
Like, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh,
except
nah.
This is Painted Ladies Hard Lemonade.
Could be, but they... I don't know.
Whoa, I don't even know. You guys tell me what you think. I don't know what that is.
It smells kind of tea.
Tea.
I can smell tea.
Is that the tea?
Yeah, it smells like tea.
It smells
trying
bright.
To think of fruit, though.
It's a bright friggin' drink, man. It smells really good. But
it was almost like a stone fruit. Let's give it a shot.
Let's give this a shot. I don't even know what to expect.
Or even tropical kind of fruit, but.
Oh, shit. This tastes like a juice.
Yep, definitely tastes like a juice. Wow.
What the hell is this?
It's very tropical tasting.
This is like a friggin' guava, or not a guava, but some kind of damn juice.
Something like that, right?
Something like a...
almost like a papaya or something. I don't know.
It's not too sweet, which is good.
No, that's not at all.
And it's not too boozy either.
No, it doesn't taste very boozy.
Damn, guys.
It's a lot more juicy than anything.
You really screwed me up here after that damn label. Now I'm thinking, but what the hell is this?
It tastes like a mix of a beer and... It's like they mix beer and tea together or something.
Something.
They did something to it. It's really good. But you're right. It tastes like juice. It tastes like a tropical juice.
It tastes like a tropical juice of some sort. I don't know which juice.
To me, it's almost like a papaya and a guava together.
Guava, something, yeah. Something along that lines, man. Damn. This was good,
that,
guys.
Almost that dankiness from the papaya.
This is 8.5 on my Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to give this an 8. This is pretty tasty.
8.5. Because 8.5 strictly because it was super unexpected. I did not expect this to have the taste like that. Hard tea taste. Not at all. After seeing that label and having that, I was like, whoa.
I wasn't sure what to... I was expecting this like a typical brown looking, like a hard iced tea. That's what I was expecting. Period. This does not taste like a hard iced tea.
At all.
This is way tastier, actually.
I had no idea what it would taste like because the last time I had a hard tea, I don't even remember. I think it was Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, shit.
So it wasn't even iced tea.
You were disappointed.
And no, actually, it wasn't that bad, but okay. I was already drunk, so...
Gotcha.
I don't even remember what it tastes like.
Oh, okay. So, this one tastes better than that
one. You know
what?
It's good. Like, if you're into... You want to try something different for a change, you want to be different.
Well, you'd be different if you tried it.
Yeah, like say you went to a venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Say you're at or a club, anything, some kind of event, they just have crap beer available, and they have this. Usual. I would definitely drink this, no problem.
No, that's true.
If you saw the can initially, you probably wouldn't get it.
No, but having had it now,
if it was lined up beside other cans, you wouldn't get it.
No, but having had it now, I would have it.
Yeah. After having it now.
What would you rate it?
You know what?
I don't think so either.
Tastes better than the can.
What did you rate this beer?
I rated the can a 7.
Yeah.
And I'm rating this a 7.5.
7.5. Right. Okay. This is very tasty, very unexpected. Awesome.
Good job, guys.
I mean, again, Berkeley Beer Company, they've been fantastic, and can't thank you guys enough again. Austin and Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Eric, thank you for grabbing them and bringing them over the border for us. Really appreciate it.
We'll ask you for more next time.
Yeah, definitely will. We will be having our part 2, which is another 4 of their beers. We'll feature those as well on our next episode. So in the meantime, happy drinking, and we'll catch you next time.
Cowabunga, guys. Cowabunga.
Cheers, guys.